20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the original composer, although uncredited, of the Flintstones Children's Vitamins TV jingle.
We Ooh, are sing
Flintstones
it.
Kids.
10 million strong and growing.
Yes, so that was something I had written years before the actual three years before the actual Flintstones chewable vitamins had been released and that campaign began. I knew the actual marketing agency person who was in charge of that campaign, a man by the name of Mark Crandon. And you should Google this. And we used to drink at a bar called the Foxfire Lounge in the sort of Valley Village area. And I, at the time, there was a piano in the corner.
Origin stories.
Yeah, this is
Origin
this,
Valley stories.
This is very
with
accurate.
Miles.
And what I would do is I would just get on the piano and say, "Oh, this would be funny, huh? Like, well, imagine if there was I don't know, maybe a vitamin that you like for kids, you know, but you chew them like they're candy. It's like imagine if you could trick kids to get their vitamins, but they were candy, and maybe they're shaped like Flintstones, like the Hanna-Barbera characters." And I don't know, maybe something could go like this. It's about, you see these kids, they're frolicking, they're healthy, and we are Flintstones kids. And that just feels great. And mothers know.
Who came up with 10 million strong and growing?
That was also me, because I was also, that was sort of playing off of the motif of McDonald's, where it says X million served underneath the sign. It's a great
That's
hat
brilliant.
Tip.
Yeah, That's
it's a great.
Brilliant.
Well, at the beginning, you know, it was only 1 million strong. And as the years went on, we were able to say 10 million. So that's funny that you caught the campaign at that moment. In the
so
beginning,
aspirational, honestly.
Yeah, it would just be, "We are Flintstones kids.
34 they're growing. Strong and growing."
It was just they're growing.
Just when 34 people yeah. bought vitamins.
So anyway, but Mark Crandon got the fucking credit for that. That motherfucker. And, you know,
fuck
to this
you,
day.
Mark.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, I am. All that to say, I'm Sophia Alexandra. Thank you for having me.
Amazing. What a coincidence, because I am the man behind the Toys R Us jingle.
Oh.
Miles Gray. And you might remember it goes, "I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There are a million toys at Toys R Us that I could play with." Right?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm just actually watching you crash and burn. So you tell me, you wrote it. Mm-hmm. "I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid." And then I think you added a few syllables.
"There are so many toys at Toys R Us that I could play with."
"There's a million toys at Toys R Us."
That's what I said, and you made me feel like I was stupid.
I think you said there are a... Well, anyway, so go on. Go on. This next part is vital. "That I can play with...
I don't want to grow up, because maybe if I
no,
did..."
No, 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 no. You skipped a very important chunk.
"I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid."
No. "I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
There are a million toys at Toys R Us that I play with. From bikes to trains to video
games. It's the biggest toy store there is. Gee whiz. I don't want to grow up, because maybe if I did..."
You are a fraud, Miles Gray.
I am not. I've just invented more jingles since then. Damn.
You are a fraud, Miles Gray.
Sorry, Sophia, but I've invented many jingles since then.
Anyway, welcome to this show. It's not
Double
a podcast.
AMCO. Come on. That's all. That's me too, bitch.
Okay.
Double A, beep, beep, MCO. That's me.
So you just thought of having a horn honk between someone saying the name of the company?
Yeah, and before that, no one had ever done that.
That's not writing a jingle.
Yeah, it is. If I invented where the horns go, that's important.
Yes.
How dare you?
Okay, well, that's where
it's
the
really
horns go.
It's hard being a black man in America. Wow. way to take my accomplishments away, Sophia.
Damn. So welcome to this show, 420 Day Fiancé. It's not a podcast about two aggrieved jingle writers from the 70s and 80s.
It's actually a podcast where we talk about our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and all of its various iterations. And today's episode is 90 Days the Other Way, and it is called Forgiven, Not Forgotten, and it is episode 10.
Yes.
Boom!
Wow.
I bet you didn't think I was capable of writing shit down, did
no,
you?
No, I felt it was incoming since the one time I was like, because you just think I'm going to do it every time, huh? Because I'm the kid who does that in the group. Don't worry about the diorama. He'll do it. He'll do it. Don't worry about the poster board. He'll do it.
Yo, his mom will do I would it. Be doing the diorama. Trust
his mom
me.
Will
that
do
shit
it.
Shit is tight.
His mom will do it.
Actually, did you know your what? Mom do your homework?
Oh, hell no. Dude, never. I remember this one kid had their mom help make a diorama, and it looked so good. And I was like, Mom, help me make mine. Because my mom was really good, like crafting shit and really, you know, everything. A quadruple threat. And she was like, hell no. She's like, what are you talking about? She's like, you're in school, idiot. Like, you got to, that's for your education. And I'm like, oh, damn. So, like, I would come through with the jank.
You're in school, idiot should be fucking merch.
So, yeah, I would have the janky dioramas, like, so bad. And, like, sometimes I'd be like, I will sacrifice this toy to be a mummy in this diorama. And the proportions will be all fucked up.
I remember when I first moved to the United States and, like, a lot of the homework assignments were, like, coloring shit or drawing shit. And I was like, this would not fly in Russia. They're like, what do you mean you drew a picture as your homework? Are
right,
you fucking five? No? Okay, get the fuck out of here.
What do you mean? There's no quadratic equation here?
They're like, unless there's some sort of a formula or a pie chart that goes along with this weak-ass drawing, you better get the fuck out of here. Or it better be an oil painting. We do that, too. That's the only thing we accept.
Just full disclosure right now, I can't find my normal pen when I fully do an analog score record of our algorithm.
What's going to happen now?
So I was feverishly looking for a pen. I just found a substitute, and it is, in fact, a miniature pencil from when Her Majesty and I went to play miniature golf. So that's just, you know what? Honestly, let me just.
That's a transparency bonus.
That's, there it is. Yeah, that's actually 2K for both of us. But again, my points, I'm in Cancelvania at the moment. But so still, I'm going to come out.
We're both still canceled.
Yeah.
I'm also
that's
in Cancelvania,
true.
Remember? I still haven't come out.
Absolutely. So,
all right, let's get started.
The first couple. Ariella and Baby. Now, Janice, she's an adult, and she can just look at things very objectively, but then she can also be very intentionally messy, and I love it and I hate it sometimes.
Wait, is Janice the mom?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think, right? I don't
Ari's
think I'm,
mom. I
yeah,
can't
yeah.
remember her name at all. So.
I believe so, and I'm going off the strength of my semi-decent memory.
I thought that Janice is a weird name for, like, a Jewish lady.
I just verified very quickly that is, in fact, her mother's name. So she wants to get to meet Biniam's family more profoundly.
You ever meet a fucking Jewish woman named Janice?
Yeah, probably.
Nah.
Okay, I don't
we
know.
We don't do that.
All right. So then maybe that's her deal. I don't know. I'm not.
No, I'm suspicious now.
Okay. Well, do your investigating.
What is she selling?
Do your investigating. So she wants to have a little family dinner, get together. She feels that she doesn't know a lot about Biniam. She needs to know more about him. And as she says, I need to get to know him more profoundly. So it's him, his brother, his two sisters, and they seem like a really nice little family.
Yes, and can we say that one of the sisters, the one in the red, was Boyne?
Oh, with the braids?
Yeah.
I like them all.
Cute.
Everybody.
I mean, everybody at the table was great.
You know that and the food.
For her especially. That spread, ooh, injera and the raw meat. Why did they get weirded out by the raw meat? Raw meat is delicious.
I don't know. Some people aren't used to eating raw meat. Because, like, yeah, you'll eat, some people have a carpaccio, you know, with some nice raw beef. Or you might get it as, in Japan, we'll eat raw meat. what's the equivalent in Russia?
The French do it too.
I feel like everybody.
Some cornichon, some mayo, some whatever. Chop that shit up fine. Yeah, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. What's
If Russians do that, but we're
talking about steak tartare is actually the French version.
Steak tartare.
Yes. Aha. Yes, only the refined of the refined. But yeah. Anyway, so I was again
And then we learned about the tradition.
Oh yeah, gorsha.
The custom of gorsha, where you feed someone at the table with your hands in their mouth. And it is like a really sweet and nice way of letting everybody know, like, you're welcome here.
I love that because food is already my love language.
It's so sensual.
And then the other thing, too, is like, oh, hold on, bro. I'm going to hook you up with the nicest bite right now. Hold up. Oh, let me get this shit.
When someone knows how to put the perfect bite together for you.
Oh, my God.
Fucking lovely.
Oh, my God. You know what? That is just 5 billion points to the concept of the perfect bite.
Ooh, yes.
What's a perfect bite for you?
I mean, to me, it's like a perfect combo of fat and umami, which is, you know, another word for fat, I guess. Particular kind of umami. And then I really want there to be like tang and acid to cut through it. So like salty, umami, tang, acid. Yep. I like me a sweet and salty or a sweet and sour thing.
Yeah.
I like my whole mouth to be alive. How about you?
Like with Japanese food, it'll be like white rice, pororo, which is like a mountain potato, like ground down. It's very slimy, like okra. And then poro, you know, tuna belly.
Oh, I love meat poro.
With like, you know, a little green onion, a little, you know, shoyu, and then just that bite right there. Perfect
so
bite.
Good.
Let me get the perfect bite. God, should we eat during this podcast so we don't just go on these food tangents? Or is that really unprofessional?
People don't want to listen to people chew.
I know, but some people eat on mic. It's weird. It's weird.
I think
it's
that's
unnerving.
Wild and
it's rude. Yeah, because that's also like having like a very fragrant thing like on the train. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking as a Japanese person, like you wouldn't be like, don't bring
it's rude, man.
Stinking ass thing on the train.
It's fucking
so
rude.
Anyway, so yes, they're meeting each other. They're getting to know each other. What do you do? She's like, Janice, like, I'm really counting on you to take care of my baby when I leave here because, you know, she'll be all by herself and, you know, she needs people. And they're like, yeah, no problem.
We got her. We know. It's cool. It's chill.
She's like, oh, okay, cool.
What else? They talk about gender roles real quick where it's like, hey, the husband works and the woman stays at home. Is that chill? Is that cool? Everybody know about that? And then, like, you know, his job is just like to be out dancing at the club.
Right.
You know?
Because he's talent. That's his talent.
Wee hours of the morning. That's his
talent. Yeah.
Wee hours of the night. And then she said the wee hours of the night, right? Isn't that what she said? So hilarious. And then she said, that's unacceptable, the mom.
Yeah.
She's like, that's unacceptable. You only twerk during work hours. 8 to 5.
Wow,
if you
8.
Dare to clap those cheeks after 5 o'clock, I will consider that unacceptable. Sign Janice.
Unless you are getting time and a half, because that is something we've negotiated as a union.
You gotta provide for your baby. Meow.
Yep.
Meow.
Well, every time I keep trying to, wait, there it is.
Is that a meow meow bonus? God.
That is semi meow. Yep, it is. There it is.
It's a full meow meow.
And that's just 1,000 points. So yeah, when the topic of his ex comes up, the whole family sort of like, yeah. We're kind of concerned. Like, please don't like also steal this child away from us. Like, we would like to be around our family.
They're like, yeah, just real quick, this is the second white woman he's knocked up, and are you gonna pull that other white woman shit where you're gonna take the baby out away from this country and us, because we can't handle that again. We need this baby to stay here so we can be a part of its life and like have normal family shit. And she's like, yeah, no, I'm like, I want to stay, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm gonna stay, I guess. Yeah, I'm gonna stay.
She's like, I'm going to low-key stay.
Like, low-key. I mean, honestly, like, low-key, I'm probably going to leave. But, like, high-key right now to you in front of everyone, the camera's like, I love it. Meow.
No, low-key, I'm going to stay. But high-key, I'm probably going to leave.
Actually, yeah, high-key, like, my mom is not being very low-key right now. My mom is so not low-key right now. It's, Anyway, but thank you, Janice. So
also the way, though, like, the family talked to Ari, too. They're like, his past is not good. Are you going to also take his baby away?
Yeah.
His past is not good is, to me, like.
We got to know more, like, what is going on?
Secrets.
A bit of a secret. I don't know.
Yeah, we still don't know what the tea is. We don't
know what the background on that is. So the funny part was like, yeah, like when he's dancing, she was like, oh, like if he's talented, I've never seen it.
She said, I didn't know he had talent. I'm like, you were rude. And you said that to his face.
Yeah. Well,
you're a bitch.
She's nasty. So we find out too, you know, like maybe they can come by and see him in action. Like, really do his work, put his thing down.
See him work at the club.
Yeah. You know, put his thing down.
He's wearing a shiny club shirt. He's got a fucking floral print.
What are those arm sleeves called?
I don't know.
Isn't there, like, a term for that? They look like my mom's driving gloves, but for, like, a sort of cabaret show. You know what I mean? Wasn't he wearing, like, a sleeve that was, like, sequined? Sequined?
I literally didn't see that.
What's the word you say for has sequins on it?
Sequined?
Sequined.
Sequined? Yeah, it's like a sequin sweater, sequin shirt.
But they're called sequins, plural, the things that go on. But it's multiple. Sequined.
I think so.
I hope people are screaming. Sequin
Twitter's coming.
I know.
I hope
fucking Fabric Twitter just drags us out of here. Please just drag us straight into a Joann's. And they're going to be like, you know, Joann's?
Unless you're at Mood, go fuck yourself.
What's Mood?
Actually, Mood? Are you kidding me? That's the store that they go to on Project Runway.
Holler Textile at Twitter, Amanda. Drag me.
Look, Amanda Valentine, Valentine's.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to her.
Shout out. She knows. She knows all about this.
All right, so you got to call
if
in.
It's sequined or not. I think it's sequined.
And you know what? We're not going to Google that because fuck that.
Nah.
This is
but we got but, listeners.
You know why? Because this is the number one rated podcast about 90 Day Fiancé. We just have to reiterate that every episode so everyone knows they are dealing in quality goods, quality merchandise. Okay, moving on. They go to the dome.
No, the dancing is fire. Did we love that?
Yes.
Or did we love that? She played her ass like it was a drum. Woo! There was a cymbals part where her legs, like when she was in a upside down splits, where her legs came apart after he was playing her ass like a drum. The whole thing was fire.
But you know what? I wish we could have seen the whole thing because it was in bits and bobs. I wish I could have seen it all. Like how one thing flowed to the other and also the original music. What was that royalty free? Was that the actual music? Because, you know, I have to, like, the second they play something legit, it's like, nope, got to put on something that sounds alike and we'll just match the tempo. But yeah, I was, but when he played the yeeks, like the bongos.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. That was
showmanship.
So fire.
Showmanship.
And then at the end, when he hit the cymbals, that's when the legs popped out again. Ooh, so good.
Or was it the editor? Like, what if the editor just like completely made it like that? And it was like, oh yeah, that wasn't the song. Was like it was like string like quartet. It was Baroque
just
chamber
like a
music.
Bongo composer.
Yeah. They're like, oh man, Ty, what did we say about these edits, man? Don't stop. Everything's like a butt bongo or like you add farts and stuff. It's not, I mean, it, but all, look, they're great.
This is
but we
not
can't
a morning show. This isn't like Zoo 100 point whatever. Can,
but Loki, but Loki, Loki, keep
it
up.
Though. Loki,
Loki, Loki, So they have a great dance. When they're watching, Janice is like, who's that? Oh, it's her. It's his ex that they've been kind of like connected over the years, and now they're dancing, this, that, and the
other.
The
mom's such a dick. She's like, oh, she's flexible. Oh, she's really
she's
cute.
Such
I'm
a
like,
fucking...
Bitch, shut up. If my mom would do some shit like
they
that
are
too,
a great though, match, huh? They are a great match. And I mean, and her titties are probably way perkier, huh, Ari?
Wow, she looks like she has a tight vagina, Ari, oh my huh? God. Doesn't she? Like the kind of vagina that you can't ever have after having this baby, huh? This oh is crazy, God. Ari.
What's the grip truly on that, huh? Okay, anyway, she's probably yanking that thing.
Gorilla? So, is that what we're talking about? She is.
What is her whole like strategy again? Not low key. It's high key. It's in your face. Watch out. And she's just kind of, again, afterwards.
I just got to say, you cannot let your Jewish mom come to Ethiopia.
And just not be like drag her. She's probably like, I was at some little disco show for her little boyfriend.
No, but like, she's going to be so highly critical and judgmental of everything that if you think like, oh, cool, bringing her to the club to watch him dance with like his ex is going to go well. Like, you're crazy. Stop.
Well, it's, you know, the producers, you know, come on.
Yes.
Do you think they actually, like, because then what, I'm interested, is there a business model to these shows that is earning? Like, so does he get a percentage of the door? Like, I'm curious to know, like, the financials of dancing at, like, a bar as a career. You know what I mean?
No way if it's he like, gets a percentage of the door. No way.
Right.
They're going to probably treat him like they treat strippers, which is not well.
Which is what, like, just cash tips plus...
Well, from like what I know of our friends who are trying to unionize in LA, like holler to Soldiers of Pole. You guys should follow them. But they're trying to unionize. And one of the things that they talk about is how you have to pay to play, which is ridiculous. Mm. Like you have to pay the owner, you have to pay the manager, you have to pay the door guy to like do your shit. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, it takes so much money outside of what even is...
Right,
obvious
right, right.
To what mm-hmm. you do, that it's yeah. just like, all right.
Well, so all that to say is Janice is doing everything she can to constantly undermine her daughter's confidence in the relationship. And it's just like so, it was just kind of getting cringy at times, but I was also kind of digging it. And the funny part was sort of right before they start talking, Ariel is like, yeah, you know, I would probably consider myself very jealous. Like I could get jealous, you know. That's probably yeah. I'm the jealous type. And then when they start talking about his, you know, job and his career, and he's like, you know, sometimes, you know, my last ex, you know, would get jealous, you know, and that's like a problem. And I think that's going to be an issue because like they got to be able to trust me because, you know, one time my ex was so jealous, like someone that came to the DJ booth and got like lipstick on my shirt and I was bugging because like I couldn't explain it. So I was washing it for 3 hours straight and I could barely come home and I still had a stain.
Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie?
What song is that?
Charles.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, listen.
Okay, we're gonna get sued. Oh, okay. All right, turn that off before they take us off the air. We're already the number one. Don't put it all. You're putting it at risk. All at risk
sorry,
by playing these
but
songs.
If you don't know the R&B duo Charles and Eddie and their 1992 hit "Would I Lie to You"?
Yeah.
Know if we can have a podcast.
I just didn't recognize the 2020 remastered version. On Zoom.
You fucking dick.
By Sophia Alexander. what else? Any other feelings on this couple?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just so offended you didn't recognize that song. please, if anyone is listening to this and had watched the episode where a man says that for 3 hours he tried to wash lipstick off his collar instead of just telling his girl what happened, don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do that.
I mean, but then that's like his whole thing. He's like, well, how about this? Like, sometimes, like, I won't tell you shit just because, like, it'll make things easier. You know what I mean? That'll be easier for everybody.
Like, never do that.
And everyone was like, the fuck are you talking about? It was so funny how emphatically they responded, like, fuck no, no.
What it was what? Was a close-up of Janice and Ari shaking their heads no very vehemently.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you can't do that shit. They're like, I don't want any white lies. No, fucking tell me the truth. What are you talking about? Anyway, all right. Done. Devon and Jihoon.
All right. Actually, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back.
America's so fucking tight.
And we're back. Devon and Jihoon. Wow. We start off with the fallout from the last episode, which is that dinner where the translator machine went terribly awry. And when he was trying to explain the reason for his like financials, it was like the bridegroom interrupted the hemispheric vernal equinox, therefore matrimony acceptance. And it was just all a mess. People were yelling. Devon had to bolt. And we basically catch up from like her leaving. And it's like his dad and mom are just there by themselves. I'm like, damn, what the fuck was that? And so we cut to them talking. And his mom is basically like, yo, what the fuck is her deal, man? Like the past is the past. Like she needs to get over this shit.
What was wild is how they were vehemently like split down the middle where yeah. the mom was like, she's got to let go of the past. The future is what's important.
That's where it's at, baby.
And the dad's like, she lost her faith in him and yeah. she is seriously hurt. And the mom's like, I don't know what the fuck her problem is. And I was like, wow, to see them be so opposed to each
divided,
other.
Divided, yeah.
That literally she was saying to her husband, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, why don't you fucking beat it?
She was mad, disrespectful. She's like, get out of here so I can say whatever the fuck I want to say. You get the fuck out.
What do you mean you violated her trust? Get the fuck. Oh, idiot. Yeah, bro.
She was like, please, you know what? Stop. I need to get out what I was going to say.
Actually, bro, you a fucking hater, low key, and you have always been against me and Jihoon. You were always against me, bro.
High key, if it comes down to who I have to choose, I'm choosing Jihoon over you, fool.
High key, I'll knock you out in the street right now. I don't give a fuck, honestly, and you know I will. You remember, get back. Oh, leave me. Let me say. She's like, I need to say everything I need to say. So get the fuck. She was like, now leave. which was amazing. And which was, yeah, she's very narrowly focused on this accusation that she said she was scammed. You know, she's really hanging on to this. I think something is definitely getting lost in translation, or she's just very narrowly focused on this rather than the issue that his father realizes is that he is a failure of a husband, father, every role he's playing in this relationship. He is just not bringing anything to this at all.
I'm not sure, since we don't speak the language, obviously, if maybe the word for scammed or whatever, which is what the translator app did, because Devon doesn't speak Korean. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if scammed got translated to something that sounds like super egregious.
Well, I think it's just the wrong, either way, it's just the wrong verb. But I think the thing is, scam is just used colloquially here in a different way. It's not like being swindled. It's like, oh, you lied to me, bro. Like, oh, she scammed me, bro. Like, it wasn't like, therefore, this happened. And it's just a very lazy way to use language. So rather than saying, like, he deceived me by saying that he had money and I only came here because he told me these things that were not true and violated my trust. Like, if word for word that came out, I think they would be able to follow that. I think his
it's
dad...
It's not even that. I just feel like the fundamental thing that she was trying to say never got translated by the translator, which is like, I moved here after he assured me he could take care of me and our two... And
yeah, we're saying the same thing, though.
...child with him and, yeah, whatever. He fucked up. We all know it. It's fucked up that the parents have to now like choose sides or whatever because he's such a failure. It was just brutal. And then when he is talking to Devon and she's like, can you just tell me why you were so selfish? Can you explain it? And he says, because we were long distance, I didn't take you seriously. And then that really just crushes her. She was like, I was pregnant. You didn't take that seriously? And I could just see that she was like, oh, my God, I've made a terrible mistake. And she almost starts like hyperventilating because it's when you realize you're tied your life to somebody and you believed all this stuff about them that you fundamentally are like, oh, I was wrong about this. I fucked up. And it's not my fault. It's his fault. But I have to now like figure out what to do with my life. And I felt so bad for her.
I think this is also another thing that kind of gets lost in translation. I don't think anything they ever say each other is fully going to be understood. Because 100%. All he could say is, I didn't take seriously because of their distance. That's like sort of what essentially what he said. And that's what, what we hear. But it also, I wonder if he's, because I think he's just so immature. Like he just doesn't have his shit together. But I think he has some feeling of wanting to be like, if he could, I think he would want to have a like home life where he's able to have a job and they live there and everything's going on.
I don't believe that. Okay. I don't believe that and I don't trust it.
Okay. I think
I'm sorry. If you have enough time to get your hair dyed, like this dude's been getting his hair lightened the entire time he's had no money and has been not focusing on his fucking wife. I don't know. That's a choice. You know what I mean? That's a fucking choice.
I think it's a choice, but also at a certain, I think there's certain moments where I see him that he would want, like that he wants to actually do better. I think only reason is I've behaved the same way he has. And I have not,
Someone that's had your child.
No, but in a way that's
pretty, really different.
Well, no, I would just say in other things that are very like serious life decisions you make that have, you know, long lasting effects on your life, not necessarily like in the parental role, but just in shit where you don't have the wherewithal to deal with that shit properly. So you just make bad decisions like constantly. So in a way, I'm like, there's part of me is like, I've not had my shit together. And there's a way that out of it. All that to say is I have these self-help tapes that I'm selling. So if you find yourself in a place like Ji-hoon, you can find your place, find your way to my place, which is sitting down all day talking about 90 Day Fiancé. But yeah, he definitely doesn't have his shit together and he is not making the effort.
So I hear what you're saying and like, yes, I agree. We've all been fuck ups. We've all been immature. I'm not sitting here being like, oh, I've always known what to do and been there for my partners or whatever the fuck. No, everyone fucks up. But I think it's totally different to act like you are alone and single when you literally have a wife and a child
mm-hmm.
that is depending on you and is moving and quitting her job and her life to move to try to make it work with you. Like, to me, it's just not enough of an excuse. It's fine to be
think it's an excuse because at the end of the day, don't trust him is what I would tell Devin.
Right? Don't trust him. Yeah, yeah. He's still canceled.
I don't say like turn a corner on him. I just think that deep down, I think she does need to leave and he actually does need to lose his son to actually figure it out. And that's when how we'll really know. Because I think that right now it's too like, okay, fuck. Oh, she just wants, okay, so if I get $3,000 cash right now from the ATM that I can prove to her that I wasn't lying about the money that I had made,
it's then so it'll sad work that out. That's what it came down to, that she literally was like, you've lied to me about everything. The only thing that I can trust from you is if you show me the $3,000 right you said that you saved for us, that you actually have it and your mom has it and that you can take it out and show it to me.
Yeah.
And it made me feel so sad, and I could see how depressed she was. The father of her kids and her love and her husband, where she's like, oh my God, like I literally have to have him get the money out because otherwise I do not believe that this is real.
And I think when the moment he comes up with the cash and puts it on her lap, it just destroys her. Because she's like,
she doesn't even want it. She doesn't touch it. Like, she puts it next to her. She's like, please.
This is just all like, this is all kinds of bad. Like, I don't trust you, but you did have this money, but it was here. What the fuck? And you didn't do it. What? Like, it's just like means so many things simultaneously. That was really hard to watch. So the next day they're back at their hotel and Ji-hoon stops by to, talk it, chop it up and see what to make of everything. And her mom, Alicia, is not there. She's just like, hell no, this isn't, this is does no need for that interaction to go down at this point because he's absolute trash. And so he gets there and says to you, hey, I am just begging you, please trust me one more. Just one more, baby. Just trust me one more. And I swear I will not fuck up this time. I will never do that. And I will stand up and give the money and be providing. I will pull my weight. And she is like, look, man, you said some shit to me that will never happen. And don't you ever in your life talk out your fucking neck like that again to me, mm-hmm. Ji-hoon, because I will fucking vaporize your ass, okay? You don't want
She's like, I will literally take my fucking hoops out and go
disappear
your...
you like a magic trick. Mm. Woo! So, yeah. You know, then she starts basically setting terms for whatever this experiment is going to be, this
point
last ditch
one,
effort. Yeah.
We get a joint checking account. Mm-hmm. This money goes in it. Point two.
Yep. Your money is now our money. Mm-hmm. My money is our money. Mm-hmm. That's yours now.
$3,000 is going towards getting us a new fucking apartment.
Okay, but can I say one thing, Devin? Can I listen now? This is going to sound interesting at first, and by interesting, I'm saying mm-hmm. you're going to hate this. But hear me out. This is an investment. I could get a really sick gaming PC, monitor, chair, and desk for about $2,850.
I will end you. I will send my daughter Dracula after you.
But it's used. It's used.
She
it's
will
used. Hold on.
Suck
it's used.
Your blood, and then you will be dead.
But
and
it's,
then
we
will feast upon your body as a family.
Me finish.
Me, Dracula. That's what's gonna happen.
It's
my mom, Alicia.
Let me finish, Devin. It's $2,850. It's used, and it's actually worth like $12,000. So
you know what's
if
not
I
worth $12,000? You.
You were always against me. That's
Get
the problem.
Your
you were always
life
against
right.
me. All right, go on. What are your other terms? Fine. Joint checking account. What else?
Joint checking account.
Uh huh.
Use the $3,000 that you saved to find us a new apartment. And if in 1 month you haven't changed, I'm going to leave your mm-hmm. fucking country with my kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I will never come back. So, and he's like, okay, let's fix it. She's uh-huh. like, no, not let's fix it. Not
you
fix it.
Uh-huh.
You.
That's a YP.
And
your
he
problem.
Says, yes, ma'am. And she says, you don't call me ma'am.
Yeah. Ooh, get my name right. Yeah, he does not look when she's like, you got to use the money to get the apartment and shit. He did not look ready to do that. He was like, oh, okay. I thought like I would just have to like promise to like do shit every day, like chores. But okay, so ooh.
It's so annoying when he promises to be better. I hope that like.
I just feel like as a former shithead, but also I'm low key. I know some Ji-hoons, to be straight up, and they want. I know they want to be better. Just like it's like anything, like you got it, but you got to actually get there to like want to do it. Otherwise,
look
it's bullshit.
Everyone is a Ji-hoon when it comes to something they're trying to change about themselves. But just from you know someone who is a Ji-hoon or has been with a Ji-hoon, and you know both. I just want to say, do more shit and promise fewer things.
Have you been a Ji-hoon and dated a Ji-hoon?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't? That's just called being
I mean, right?
In your 20s.
That's just being a person.
Yeah. All right. Fucking life, pretty much. You know, and that's our new self-help tapes.
That's
tame your inner Ji-hoon.
Hey, it is what it is, mm-hmm. Miles.
The destruction of the Ji-hoon. Anyway. Let's move
Time
on.
Time for Tim and
Melissa. So they, again, love seeing some cooking, love some food. She's cooking some breakfast. She's like cooking eggs. And I know he was talking about the chorizo, as he was saying very expertly. He was like, oh, man. He's like, I just don't know how to get it done like you. But it was funny because she was cooking eggs. And I almost was like, you don't know how to cook eggs, bro? Like, all right, relax, dude.
You know what it made me think of is like when someone fucked up with you and then afterwards
right.
You can't tell if the shit they're saying is just like trying to suck up to you or
right.
if it's real.
What?
So then you're just like giving them side eye. You know, when you have like a fight with your partner and then afterwards they're like, oh my God, I love it. You're like, do you fucking love that? Or are you just trying to get good graces?
I like that t-shirt. Is that new?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, bitch, I've been wearing this for 4 years. It's from you're my like, fucking. You're trying too hard. Sometimes Max will be like, oh my God, babe, that was so funny. That thing, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That wasn't even that funny. What are you even saying to me right now?
Look at what my shirt, this shirt is from my bat mitzvah. You're asking me if this is new? What are you talking about?
Oh, do I look sexy? Because I have tomato sauce on my fucking chin. Do I look good?
Yeah.
Okay. Fucking you do. Tell me how good I look.
Never mind. I was trying to say something nice. Fuck. But like, seriously, like you look cute. Like your hair is cute. Like objectively cute.
So like, you're sorry. Why don't you accept what that means? You're fucking sorry.
I just think it's cute. I already said sorry earlier at the fight.
Independent of everything.
No.
Just think I look cute.
Yes, always, babe. That's why I did it. That's why I said that.
Okay.
Why can't you just be cute? Like, why do I have to be a bad guy? Like, you'd rather choose me being a. You'd rather choose me being a bad guy versus you being cute? Like, that says a lot about you, actually.
We're not trying to. Why are you not trying to.
That says a lot about you.
So. Why are you not trying to sex me up if I'm so cute?
Because.
Oh, yeah? Okay. That's a pretty good reason.
Because I have to go on Twitch later. I'm streaming Ghost of Tsushima.
It's okay. Really cool
samurai game.
So I guess you're in love with the future. Ghost instead it's of your future, fucking babe. Wife. That's fine.
I am in love with a ghost.
Hope you and a ghost have a really happy future together. I'm in love with a ghost.
So,
I'm in love with a ghost.
I'm in love with a specter. Okay, so
I'm sorry. That's a plus 20k. It's a bonus. Oh.
Wow, that's a 10k bonus name authoring bonus. A BNAB. Okay, so he's cooking. They have the chorizo. They talk about. Okay, so the topic of meeting up with the family comes up, and meeting her mom comes up. Martina, who we'll get to, and she's like, "Yeah, so I mean, look, I get that you like feel bad or whatever, and like you're trying to make amends, but here's the deal: like my mom, like high key, fucking hates you.
She low key doesn't fuck with you."
Low key, she will like invite you into the home with like open arms, like with arms wide open, like the Creed song.
She
but like,
will kiss you on the cheek.
Yeah.
But she will betray you like Judas.
So yeah, honestly, like
about it.
Like, I don't think she can take her hate higher. So
I
anyway,
gotta say, this is so painful because like Melisa says in the beginning, she's like, I don't think that he can. I doubt that he can win my mom back. And if he doesn't like win my family back, then like this
it's
is not gonna happen.
Wrap.
And then I'm like, why are you doing this?
But she's kind of like, I don't know. You know what? Because she's like, you know what? I'm gonna make this man suffer. And you know what?
Get it?
Do
That's
you?
A Dark Phoenix
Do
bonus.
You?
Girl.
You know what? That's fucking.
Put him in your world with your mind.
Wow.
Magic.
I mean, but she also. It seems like she wants it to work. That's 5K. Like, I feel like if her mom was cool with it, she would probably be more open. I don't think she's purely doing this to, like in a sadistic way. Just like
no, I don't think so either. She's not like Evelyn from a couple seasons ago or whatever. What it makes me think of is, like, when you don't sincerely know if you should let someone go or not.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
You're
and just need as many indicators as possible because you don't also want to like regret your decision.
It's just a bad place to be because in order to let the person back into your life, you have to be vulnerable again, which is the one thing you do not want to be after they fucked around on you and betrayed you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's just so hard watching her try to like keep him at a distance and then know that that's also going to prevent them from getting closer together. Then I'm also like, is he not like worth it? I don't know if
And also like you can only take so much of him crying. Like
oh my God, as I said before, he cries.
I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes. And she's like,
he cries and promises too much. And she's like, just do some shit. Like, you don't need the promises.
She is.
And then it also made me feel some type of way to know that, like, he was really close with her dad. And now, like, the mom and her are keeping the dad from knowing. Yes, from knowing that Tim cheated. And I'm just like,
it's all a mess.
So bad. Just rip the Band-Aid off. If none of y'all can forgive him, including Melissa, like, this is over. Just let each other go.
Yeah. But the way she, like, just looks at him crying, just so cold. She's on her Sunshine Anderson because she's heard it all before. Do you remember that song?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let's go back to 2001. Oh, man, what a time, huh? When you used to go get klobasi. There was klobasi on every corner back then.
Let's talk about our old selves over klobasi.
Welcome to the podcast. It's me, Matt. We're going to talk about talking klobasis and our pasts. Each week, I have a different celebrity guest on. We're going to have a
and
bite
they
of klobasi.
Bring a different favorite klobasi on.
And then we just kind of go through some old photo albums on Facebooks. So, see what's going on. So, yeah, they get to the dinner. And again, wonderful spread.
Oh, I wrote spread with 5 exclamation points.
And the family really likes him. Like, he knows everybody. He's tight with everyone. Yes, it's true. The rumors are true. The dad and him seem to be really fond of each other.
So cute.
The dog even is. You know, Martina, she is just like, okay, thank you. Oh, hello. Yes, hello. And she's like, don't get me fucked up. Just because I welcomed him into my home doesn't mean I want this shit bag in here. Because I have a blade taped underneath this table outside. Because I'm ready for anything. I'm ready for anything. And Tim got me fucked up. Woo! She is really, woo. I like, Martina's kind of one of those moms, like, where you would, like, you don't, like, you would be more afraid of, like, making her disappointed than your own mom.
Than the dad. Oh, than your own mom.
Yeah. Like, in a way, like, she's like, if you were really close to Martina, like, damn, like, everything she did for me, man, like, I used to, like, have to crash at her house when she was getting rough at my house. Like, she always welcomed me. Damn, if I let Martina down, oh, fuck. And she'll fuck me up, too. That's why I can't let Martina down. Oh, she had big mom energy that I was really, I was really fucking with. So, yeah. The second they sit down, she is just like, oh, Tim, está muy gordo. ¿Por qué? What happened, Tim? You're
so
fat. She just
dogs him immediately. And, like, you can tell that she wasn't saying, like, normally when someone says that, it doesn't necessarily mean something negative. I mean,
no, she's just like, yeah, just noticed you. Yeah, oh, look.
But it was pretty clear that she was trying to neg him.
Because yeah, of course.
She fucked around on her daughter.
Yeah, of course. Because, I mean, I think I think pretty much most languages or cultures, other than like American or English speaking ones, kind of like, oh, look, gain weight. Oh, my God, you got fat. Look at them, though. They're sitting down. They're having a nice dinner. It just gets so fucking awkward, and like it's so weird to know that half the table knows what's going on, and it's like really like strained, but the dad is like, all right, Tim, like, damn, man, good to have you, man. Ah, shit, this is great, huh? So that's so, it's just so funny that you're here, man, because the plan was originally you were gonna have Melissa move up to the United States, and that's what was gonna happen, and then you decided to actually come down here. Like, what happened? Like, what made you decide to do that, pal? Like, what's going on, man? He's just like, and everyone is sweating bullets. Like, Martina is like, she's just hurt. She's just, you know, she looks displeased. Melissa looks awkward. He's sweating. And then it just kind of dies down. And yeah, he's just like, all right, so, you know what? I'm just going to, how about we get a shot, huh? Sounds like we'll just talk about something else. How about we go inside, huh? He says to, like, the other daughter, Susie. And then, like, they finally, the producers planned it well. They get there however long it takes to have that discussion, because I don't think it takes that long to go get some alcohol from the inside. But it was awkward.
It was awkward. And I just love that the mom said what we were all thinking which mm-hmm. is, she's like, just because Tim's fucking crying doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, thank you. I mm-hmm. also thought that was pretty manipulative.
Ugh.
It just seems like he cries to fucking get them on his side and to avoid taking responsibility. Because he's never been like, here's all the shit I'm going to do to make this up.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm going to make it up to you. I love you. Whatever.
Martina, that's plus 20K to you, Martina.
But I love you, Martina.
That's that big mom bonus. Yeah, it really was. He just tried, you know, and he hit it with the bilingual apology. You know, good. You know, credit to you.
He speaks pretty good Spanish.
Yeah,
I was really surprised.
No, I mean, he's like
the only gringo on the show that's ever even fucking done it. Like,
I'm trying to think of who is really actually like, you needed subtitles for the American mm-hmm. when they were speaking in another language.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back. I'm trying to think. What's the name
of speaking? Corey. Of Corey and Evan.
Yeah. He was, he was in that, yeah, a little bit. Okay.
He was trying, but he kind of sucked.
So, yeah. As he apologizes, again, she's like, this is just an apology. Like, that's no action. She's like, bueno, Tim, mira, okay? I'm disappointed. Your image of being the innocent little angel from heaven is fucking tarnished, my man. Okay, so look, that's just a wrap, and I don't really know what to really think of you right now. But I'm just gonna say that I don't really fuck with you.
Don't fuck with you. You
cheating on my daughter. I don't really fuck with you.
You.
Oh God. Damn, Big Sean. Oh God, I'm actually from Santa Monica. Oh God. He was born in Santa Monica, but he's actually, you know, he's from Detroit though. So then the dad comes back, they get the tequila, and then it's more awkward again because now like the cheers is for Tim, like on the heels of that really awkward discussion between him and the mom. And he's like, all right, huh?
Adulterer,
hey, all right, man, cheers. All right, well, we'll see what happens. I would love to, man, I just want to go to everywhere. I just want to go to Moldova. I want to go to Colombia. I want to go to Prague. I want to go to everywhere. I want to go eat. I'm always hungry when I record.
Me too.
I promise to not eat during this, but I could.
You want to have a solo show because I can't stand the sound of people chewing.
I would do it like off mic. Like I would have like a radio button. I'm like a chew button. Chewbacca. Chew button. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
America's so fucking tight.
And we're back. Let's get into the final couple.
I literally have only two notes.
Sumit, and Jenny. Oh, we're going to have
lunch with his tonight, brother.
We're going to eat with his brother, Amit. And I'm just concerned, you know, because Sumit's parents are not supportive.
Is his brother supportive of Sumit eating my booty hole?
Oh, yo. What else do you think they're into? For real, I've been thinking about them. She hugged Amit so hard. I get it because, okay, sorry, just for people who don't really watch the show and only listen to this show, God bless you. They meet to have dinner because the hopes are Amit can back channel something with the parents to hopefully get their approval. Because
I love
again,
it when he concerns himself with my back channel.
Oh boy. It's a real busy back channel. I'll tell you that. Very chatty back there. Oh boy. Ah. Oh.
My back channel is my busiest thoroughfare.
You better watch out, Sumit. Oh, you're going to make my press on toenails shoot off.
Oh my God.
SpaghettiOs.
Booty-os.
What? Do we even need to talk about anything anymore? Are we wasting our all we're doing
literally
is subjecting
nothing.
People to the dumbest skits about their sex life and the most awkward orgasms.
I do want to say that we might be starting a freaky sex Twitch show, so stay tuned for that. Miles and I are really finding ways to branch out during the choir.
Yeah, just ways to loop people in on our conversations. This is just one aspect of the things we talk about. So anyway, yes. The whole thing is, yeah, Amit is basically like, yeah, the parents don't care. You got to meet up with them. That's pretty much the only thing that's going to work. And Amit's like, that's a no for me, dog, because they're going to probably force me into an ultimatum of choosing Jenny or them. And I don't want to do that because I'll probably have to pick my family. And come on, man. Don't come on, man. I'll make it hot.
My only note is.
It's going to be about you and ass, huh?
No, oh. Not this time.
Okay, just making sure.
My only note is that Amit said, or Amit, how do you say it properly?
Amit.
Amit said, FYI, just the reason the parents don't like you is you're old. So
it's a whole age thing, basically.
I'm not sure if you knew that.
Yeah.
She's like, I fucking knew. I knew. Yeah, I knew that's why.
But she's like, who cares?
Why do they care about society?
I don't care about society. Isn't that like a song?
Sum 41.
That's her vibe. You know what I mean? And but the thing
I
is,
I didn't know you were like a regular Avril Lavigne over here.
Oh,
just into
I
Sum 41.
Love Avril. I love Avril. I love Paramore. It's all really. I love Warp Tour.
I don't think those are the same.
I know they're all, but those are all like lady fronted. Like those pop punk bands, right?
Oh, so they all are united by the fact that they're women. Are pretty exciting.
No, I like those bands though.
I'm not gonna say anything.
What?
I'm gonna say something really violent.
Oh God. Okay. Well, I'll.
But then I was gonna say I'm gonna piss in your eyes. But then I was like, people are gonna think that this is another kink
what
we're
is
talking
this?
About. So I didn't say it, but now it's too late. I
Oh, you're fucking ridiculous. I'm going to say something. Nah, because. All right, I'm going to piss in your eyes. Fuck it. I'm going there. The thing, though, back to like the person not caring about society is that's just such a foreign thing to Americans, like saving face and like avoiding shame. Like that's just such a not American thing of like doing like what will the people around us think? You know, that's not typical behavioral controls in this country because we don't care about society. That's why I won't wear a mask at this fucking store. All right. Is that the one where it's like, come to the block because my name is El Nino?
I don't think so.
Oh, what song is that?
I don't think El Nino was a part of some.
Yeah, ones. Fat Lip, yeah. Storming through the party like my name was El Nino. Yeah.
Well, I guess I did not know the lyrics to
wow.
that well enough. So
wow.
That's good for me.
Oh, that's right. I don't want to waste my time. Become another casualty of society.
Society.
I'll never fall in line. Become another victim of your conformity and back down. Dude, that's basically what Jenny's saying right now, man. Come on. Fuck, Sumit! Sumit! Put on, let's go to Tilly's, Sumit! And you're gonna get a famous Stars and Straps shirt and Dickies and a really cool, but like sort of a belt with that sort of has all those, what do you call it? Bejeweled?
Studs.
Studded belt.
I used to have that and
yeah.
I used to wear Dickies. That was like my whole
hell life. Yeah, you did. And it looked great. And then you're going to have a really cool trucker hat and we're going to blast this in your Ford Ranger, your lifted Ford Ranger. Wow. You have posted an image of you that is so aggressive that it makes me drunk. I feel like if I took a breathalyzer, I would blow over 0.08. And not because you look drunk, but your energy is intoxicating in it. This is the really... the privilege of a podcast that's done over a Zoom call is that you are actually doing it quite literally for an audience of one. You're now holding up a photo of you of, now hold on, hold it up nicely. You are at some kind of Mexican restaurant
in DC.
Oh, in DC. Okay. And you have like the really cool, what is that top called where that has like the thing around your neck?
Halter.
Like,
halter top. Up.
Sick halter top. Your homegirl got the leather jacket on.
Yes, that's Amy. She's one of my best friends.
Why are you holding this up exactly to prove that you did follow Fat Lip around on tour?
Yeah, just to tell you that you were pretty right on.
Yeah, because you were storming through the party like your name was El Nino. When I'm hanging out drinking in the back of an El Camino. As a kid, I wasn't scared. No one knew me by my name. Trust my house party because nobody came. Okay, this is so stupid. What is wrong with us?
We're idiots. And
in one show, we've talked about eating ass, Sum 41, and that's just really the only last two things I can remember because I'm high.
No one needs to care about any of those. Okay, but let me go through our reviews.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. This one is called Truly the Highlights of My Week by T. Favini. 5 stars. I think this is Tess. Come for the low impression, stay for the meows. I love the show to the point where I am diluted enough to consider Sophia and Miles my personal friends. Your trash, incredible Eastern European spreads, the 100% accurately depicted legal system, my honor, and all us K-1s who can't get enough. Hell yeah. That's Thank a really so good much. Review. Thank you.
I really appreciate that. You know, next time you come over, you're welcome to have a underripe orange from my tree.
You're welcome to braid my beard.
You know what? I will undo my chin braid for you. And you can you could do whatever style you would like as your treat, as your gift.
This review's from K Whores or Cores. And it's built different! Exclamation point. 5 stars. Love your podcast. I have been in Japan the last 6 years and have not been able to watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh.
But listening to your podcast allows me and my fiancé, who lives in the States, to connect over our favorite trash reality show. I never thought I'd be listening to a podcast that was about a reality TV show, but Sophia and Miles are, quote unquote, just built different. Easily the number one 90 Day Fiancé pod available. Love you guys and shout out to my 90 Day Fiancé at Bay They.
Oh, man, shout out to you. Shout out to Japan. I want to go back to Japan too.
I miss it too.
I need spreads. I need a spread.
Ooh, me too. Okay, wait, we have one more. This one is from Box of Pandoras.
Oh.
Pretty clever. Mm-hmm. You have to give 5 stars to save 5.
Oh, shit. All right, Pandora.
5 stars. I had never watched 90 Day Fiancé until my friend told me to listen to this podcast and that Sophia points. And I would be married in another life. Meows and bye, girl. Meow. Feller, bye, girl. Shout out. Meow, meow. My honor, this show is A, funny, B, anti-racist, C, pro-woman, D, sex-positive, E, pro-spread, and F, Andre haters, and I am here for it. Mm-hmm. I've also taken to yelling, Michael, on the phone to my sisters who neither watch the show or listen to the podcast. They still get it. Oh, awesome. Shit. Thank you. What a great review, Box of Pandora.
Michael.
I can't tote it, Michael.
Michael, I can't tote it. I can't float it. I can't. I always spell
it. I can't boat it. I can't float it. Michael!
Every time I type it out, I spell it differently. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Michael, I can't. Yeah, wow. What if we did a whole musical?
I'm in this chicken coop. I'm trying to buy 5 to save 5. Dime of my life.
My mom gives me a curl of hair for every mistake I've made.
All right. Let's get Lin-Manuel Miranda. I know he's a big fan. So shout out to Lin-Manuel Miranda. I know you listen.
Yeah, him and Seinfeld love this show.
Oh, my God. It's
you
not even
buy
accurate.
Five to save five.
You got to buy five to save five. It's written right there.
New one.
Oh, my God. That's the whole thing is Paul as Seinfeld. You got a. Do you need a maxi pod? What is it? What are these superheroes? Super heavy? What are they, powers? What is it? One says flying, the other one says invisible. What are you? A feminine product? Or a Stan Lee creation? What the fuck is this? We gotta go. We have to stop, please.
We're done.
We're done. Okay, please. Thank you for listening. You can find the podcast at 420 Day Fiance on Twitter and Instagram. And just holler at us there. And also, please rate and subscribe. 420 Day Fiance is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts, check out the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts, where you get... that or anywhere you get your podcasts. What's going on? How could you? Nothing makes sense.
Where can people find you?
What is it? Where's my son Pierre? He doesn't have a beret on. What do you feed him? Baguettes? Where's his little pencil mustache? What kind of name is that?
Why is he smoking and wearing a boat neck shirt?
He's miming now. He's in an invisible crib. How? That's no son of mine. Okay. You can find me at you can find me Sophia Alexandra at the Sophia SOFIYA and on my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with my co-host Courtney Kosak, and also don't forget my album. Father's Day. Please check that out wherever you get your comedy albums. It's hilarious.
And you can find me, Miles Gray, on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you can listen to me actually on the next episode of Private Parts Unknown, where I'll be talking about race and some other heavy shit, and then also some hilarious shit because I can't help it. And
I can't help it.
You can listen to me on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist Every Day, with Jack O'Brien.
All right. With that, we bid you adieu. We bid you adieu.
Meow.
Bye.
Meow, meow.
420 Day Fiance.